Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about learning by example. I'm going to read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, where we read, "Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ." Paul had a lot to say to the Corinthian Christians because they needed a lot of instruction and guidance. While Paul's words were necessary and inspired by the Holy Spirit, the words alone were not enough. The believers in Corinth also needed examples of how to live the Christian life, and Paul was one of those examples. That's why Paul told the Corinthian Christians, "Imitate me." Paul knew he followed Jesus, so he didn't hesitate to tell the Corinthian Christians to imitate his walk with the Lord. Knowing believers need examples, Paul was willing to step up and be one of those examples. It seems like there are few people today who are willing to say what Paul said. Instead, often because of compromise and ungodliness, we are very quick to say, "Don't look at me, look at Jesus." Now, while it is true that we must all ultimately look to Jesus, it's also true that every one of us should be an example of those who do look to Jesus. Paul simply did what he would later tell his young associate Timothy to do. Be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. That's in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. This meant that Timothy and every godly servant of God should be an example in what they say, that is word. They should be an example in what they do, that is their conduct, in their love, in their attitude, that's the spirit, in their faith, and in their purity. In the specific context of the whole letter to the Corinthians, it's somewhat difficult to know if Paul's words here relate to the context before or the context after. Does Paul think back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and therefore mean, "Follow my example as I seek to bless others instead of pleasing myself"? Or does Paul refer to what is to follow in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and therefore mean, "Follow my example as I respect God's order and authority in the church"? Though he most likely connected his role as an example with what went before in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul was a good example in both cases. You see, Paul said more than "follow my example." He added to that idea, "just as I also imitate Christ." Well, Paul knew that he was an example, and a good example at that. He also knew that it was not Paul who was a worthy example, but Paul, the follower of Jesus, who was the example. When the believer lives after the example of Jesus, then they are a worthy example to follow. God's work in every one of his people is to conform them into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. That's in Romans chapter 8, verse 29. The more like Jesus that we are, the better examples we will be. So, look for ways that others are following Jesus. And when you see some of the love, grace, power, courage, or compassion of Jesus in action, receive it as an example. And remember that you can be the example that someone else needs.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.